Timely than right now, this day and this hour. You know, God knows what we need to hear and when we need to hear. He knows who's going to be in the sanctuary, who's going to be watching on the live feed. Welcome everyone that's watching. We miss you and just love each and every one of you. As we get ready this morning, we're going to go to the Lord in prayer. But you know, it is through the grace of God that we can come together this morning. And if you can, we're going to stand in honor of the Lord as we pray this morning. But through His love for us, that mercy and grace that we sing about. There's enough bashing and things about things, but you know when God saves you, He saves you. Because of the blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And that's where our heart needs to be. And we need to move forward in His grace and His mercy and His love. And let it shine on others as we go forward from this day forward and this time. Hope everyone in the sound of my voice has given your life over to the Lord. And if you haven't, today is the day. If you have any questions, today is the day. As you hear the message this morning, the word is read, we just want to lift up the Lord and just be in much prayer. If you have a prayer request this morning, just show by the raising of your hand. You know God sees it. He knows our heart. Dear Lord, we just love and praise you this morning. Lord, we thank you, dear Lord, that you've just given us that peace, that we can sing Amazing Grace, dear Lord, and all the praise and worship that we can give you because of your mercy, your grace, and your love. Dear Lord, we just reach out to you this morning, Lord, with an open heart, an open mind, Lord, in preparation for your message, for your word to be read, dear Lord, and for the message to be brought forth. Lord, we just want to take this day and let this be the moment, dear Lord, that we turn to you with all of our cares, all of our needs, and all the situations. Lord, you see the hands that were raised this morning. You know the depths of our hearts, those spoken and unspoken prayer requests. And dear Lord, we're placing them in your hands, Lord, for those that have lost a loved one, for those that are going through trials right now that they would never thought they would be going through. Lord, for those unanswered phone calls, dear Lord, for those missing paychecks, dear Lord, for those, if there's anyone in the sound of our voice that's hungry or in need, dear Lord, let them just feel that, just that love that you have, dear Lord, and know that you love them and that you will provide. Lord, we thank you for your mercy and your grace. Lord, we just want to praise you, honor you, and lift you up. And, dear Lord, we give you all the honor and glory in Jesus' name. And we all say,
amen.
Amen, amen. Let's give the Lord another hand clap of praise. Praise the Lord. Wow, praise God. Hallelujah. While you're standing, turn to page 333. I'll Fly Away. Love this song. What a wonderful, wonderful song and wonderful thoughts and process of what Jesus did for us. Praise God. It's all just worship this morning. Seated if you can. Praise the Lord. I just Excited. We're going to go ahead and take up the morning offerings. I don't have any announcements right this minute except for Band of Brothers. I know y'all haven't heard from me this month, and I apologize. We will start back our meetings in February. I'll give you the date and get it set back up. And I just miss each and every one of you. I know the Idabel got cranked up and everything's going well there, all the other ministries. Don't forget our food closet. As we were praying, and I was thinking this morning, for those that are in need, we are in need for donations to come forward. And if you just want to make it a monetary donation too, for the perishables or whatever needs, all the other ministries that go forward, let's keep each and every one. And let's don't forget the children out in the children's church. I know it's easy to look back sometimes and think, well, this is all we got. No, there's a whole nother ministry going on out there with those little ones. Just keep them in our prayer. I know they're going through a mess with schools. There's grades not going, or there's schools going on different schedules. But God's got it all under control. Praise the Lord. Yes, ma'am.
I'm grateful, Lord, this morning, the prayer closet we got to bring last Sunday.
Yes, sir.
She got to come home from the hospital Wednesday.
I just
want to praise God.
Oh, praise God. God is faithful. Yes, He is. We just want to praise Him. Brother Thomas, if you'd ask the Lord to bless our morning offering, please.
Dear Lord, we thank you all for another day to be in the house, Lord. We thank you all for the Spirit to fill here when we come to visit you. That's what we bless.
Yes, Lord.
May that we come out, Lord, and give you praise. Bless all those that can be here, Lord. Whether they be sick in body, Lord, or just low in spirit. You know, Lord, you cannot let them show them your love. Lord, touch them. Bless us all, Lord, the throne of our work, Lord. Bless all those that have given special love to God. We ask in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Too tall to climb. No way to get over, no matter how hard you try. But somehow the Lord got you to the other side. Can I get a witness? Have you stood on the bank of a Red Sea wrestling doubt? 'Cause it's too far to swim and too wide to get around. But the good Lord brought you through walking on dry ground. Can I get a witness? Can I get a witness? Can I get a hand raise? want to testify. If you've cried out for a miracle and you've seen Him do the impossible, can I get a witness? Are you standing in a fire and the flames won't let you go? But you're still holding on to a single thread of hope that the Lord can deliver, and you won't even smell like smoke. Can I get a witness? Can I get a witness? Can I get a hand raised high? Get a witness. Anybody wanna testify? If you've cried out for a miracle and you've seen Him do the impossible, can I get a witness? If you can't stay silent, if you can't keep quiet, then here's your chance. Here's your chance. Can I get a witness?
Go on and raise your hand.
Can I get a witness?
Now y'all can shout.
I got to say this. Y'all forgive me just a minute. But God says tell it anyway. I am a witness. I am a witness.
Praise God.
You know why? God touched me last Wednesday.
Hallelujah.
He touched me.
Hallelujah.
I have had hands. They're called essential tremors. Now, I'm gonna get a little bit excited right now, but that's God. So that's okay. All right. Woo! Hallelujah. But God touched me.
Glory.
He healed my essential tremors in the name of Jesus. It's been 31 years. Oh, your God. It's been 31 years. Woo! That's older than Sister Penny. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I didn't pray to you this morning, Lord. I got something to tell you. You saw fit, and I just thank and praise you for it. So if you ain't got nothing else, if you ain't got nothing else to shout about this morning, you shout and praise God for me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Don't wait till the battle is over. Don't wait till the victory is won. Because remember, whatever God's promised, it's yours and it's already done. Don't wait, shout. Don't worry about your future. Don't worry what lies ahead. I've never seen the righteous forsaken.
City.
Yes.
Come on.
But God said, I've already given you,
yes,
Brother Rowdy, this city.
Hallelujah.
I've already given you this city.
Yes.
All you got to do is praise.
Yes.
All you got to do is worship.
Hallelujah.
For 6 days, Sister Linda, for 6 days, they walked around that city. They marched around that city. They didn't say a word. They didn't say a word. Day one went by. They didn't say a word. Day two, three, four, and five. Don't you know they were about to bust? God had given them that city. They were believing on that. By day six, they went around that city and they said, shout.
Yes.
Just shout.
Hallelujah.
All you got to do is shout.
Hallelujah.
And they began to shout, and what happened?
Hallelujah.
That wall, it fell down flat.
Hallelujah.
It didn't fall one way or another. Glory! It fell down flat. There's too many people that's got walls built up. And you're ready for that wall to fall down flat right now. We need to see. sing that song again, Sister Penny. Don't wait. Shout now. Shout now. Come on, somebody, shout now. Glory.
Don't worry about your future. Don't worry about what lies ahead. I've never seen the righteous forsaken or his feet begging for grace. Don't wait, don't wait.
Shout before the fact. Come on. If we can shout before it happens. My Lord, after it happens, it shouldn't be any problem at all to shout. Give the Lord praise in this house this morning. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. My, my, my. Hallelujah. Glory to God. What a precious Savior. Amen. What a miracle performing God. Hallelujah. Thank God for the miracles. Praise the Lord. One more hand clap for the miracles that the Lord has recently done. Hallelujah. Holy to God. Praise the Lord. If you have your Bibles this morning and continue, please, to worship and acknowledge God. Amen. Praise the Lord. If we got anything to shout about, it's salvation. My Lord. Hallelujah. I like what the old fellow said. All this in heaven too. My, my, my. How great God loves us. In the book of St. Luke, chapter number 12 this morning, I'm going to begin with verse number 16. And again, I urgently ask you to continue to keep the Spirit alive. Amen. Do not let the flames die down, man, of the fire that's going on in this move. Amen. Praise God. I believe God's ready. I said, I believe God's ready. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He's just looking for a people that's ready.
Hallelujah. Are we ready? Praise God. Are we ready to see miracles? Are we ready to see God move? Ready to see souls saved? Hallelujah. I believe our time is drawing near. Amen. We need to work like we've never worked before. Amen. For the kingdom of God. In the book of St. Luke, chapter 12, beginning with verse number 16. Thank you for standing. Jesus spake a parable unto them. The ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do? Because I have no room where to bestow my fruits. And he said, this will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater. And there I will bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall those things be which thou hast provided? Dear Heavenly Father, God, as we come to you today, we come with thankful hearts, God, and an expectant spirit. God, a time, Lord, that we need to turn our lives over to you. God, I pray this morning that you would just take charge of this service. God, pour out of your anointing, pour out of your spirit. Bless those who are in need of prayer this morning. Bless those who are sick and afflicted. God, reach there, Lord, and be with those who have lost a precious family member. God, I know that you can give them peace and comfort, God, in this very sorrowful time. Father, I pray right now, God, that you would anoint these lips of clay. God, to bring forth what I feel that you've laid upon my heart. God, let it go out into each and every soul this morning, God, that we would be submissive and obedient, God, to your will and to your word, and we'll give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you. You may be seated. This morning, I want to ask a question. And I hope this question goes out to a number of people who may be viewing or listening today, as well as this congregation. I believe that if you would talk to most Bible readers, many Bible scholars, and certainly believers, that they would say that prophecy is fulfilling itself in the very day and hour that we're living in. You know, the Bible says when you see these things come to pass, look up. For your redemption draweth nigh. To the church, that is a glorious word. To the believer, that is a precious promise. To the person filled with the Spirit of God who have come to an old-fashioned altar with a repentive and contrite spirit and asked Jesus Christ to come into their life as both Lord and Savior, this is something to look forward to. But my heart goes out to those who have not made preparation. To those who have made maybe just sit idly by and seen the current events transpire and it seemingly has no effect or very little effect upon their life. They go and they drink and they eat and they make merry because they say, so be at ease. The message this morning in the form of a question is, are you prepared for eternity? For eternity. Eternity is not a maybe. It's not a hope so. It is a reality. The Bible tells us that every one of us will spend eternity somewhere. Whether it be with the angels in heaven, the place prepared by Jesus Christ himself, or will it be a place of eternal damnation with pain unbearable because we have failed to prepare or make provision for our soul? Jesus chooses a very intriguing parable at this particular time. speaking to his disciples, and there's a group of people around him, as always, following after him, but he is speaking explicitly to his disciples when he tells about this particular parable. Jesus has just stated, a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of the things he possesses. Jesus had noticed that seemingly people were making preparations for their life, but not making preparation for eternity. And he chooses this parable. Why this parable? What can be learned from this parable that is expedient in the day and hour that you and I are living in? Upon first reading this parable or hearing it, we might assume that Jesus is against worldly goods, and that's not the case at all. God has never been against us having substance or being productive. Christ had no issues with one being productive. The Bible said, the man said, the ground was productive. God made the ground to be productive. God made the ground where man wouldn't even have to toil. But man stepped in and messed it up. But even in all of man's sinful ways and acknowledging himself other than God, God has still blessed us. God has blessed First Pentecostal. God has blessed Villa Rica. I know it may seem doubtful now, but God has blessed America. Time and time again, a little upstart nation, much younger than many of the nations of the world today, but because that was founded on the principles of God, it may not be adhered to today, but it was founded on the principles of God, and God took knowledge of that, and God blessed America. God is still blessing those who acknowledge Him. It's not God's desire that things fall apart. It's just man messing things up. The Bible says this certain rich man thought within himself. Here's where the problem begins. When we fail to acknowledge God, when we fail to consult God, when we fail to ask Him what is best in our life, and we depend upon our own desires and our own thoughts and our own desires and wants, then we find out that God's way is not always our way. And we begin to go down a path that leads to strife and sorrow. He thought within himself, he did not consult God. He said, I need more room. I thought about that. Rather than needing more room, wouldn't this be the better statement? I need to give God more room in my life. I need to ask Him to fill my heart, fill my spirit, fill my thought process with the things that are pleasing unto Him. And then I know that if I seek God first and put Him first, all these other things will be taken care of with our relationship with God. But somehow this man thought that he could provide better for himself. Never satisfied, always wanting more. Does that sound familiar? He said, I will store up my goods, meaning I will be self-sufficient. I found out a long time ago, I am not self-sufficient. In fact, I need God every day of my life. I can't make it one day without Him. I need Him when I get up in the morning. I need Him when I go to bed at night. I need Him throughout the day. I don't mind saying that, God, without You, I'm nothing. But I also tell Satan, with Christ, all things are possible. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Then he says, I will store up all my goods, and I will say, so be at ease. You know, you would think that Christ Jesus was upset with the man because he had a lot of goods. That's not the case. You might think, upon first hearing this parable, that Jesus is against us being productive and providing for ourselves. That's not the case. I think Jesus teaches us that we need to take care of ourselves, of our family, of the needs, be as much dependent on the things that God blesses us with as we possibly can. But I think He also teaches us in His Word continually that none of those things should ever take the place of a relationship, a true relationship with God. Because those are things, material things, that we won't have need of. Amen. When we get over there. Soul be at ease. The soul craves peace, not things. Many celebrities think that they've got to have all of these things, almost anything that money can buy. And many, many times their biography tells that they die a lonely, unfulfilled person. Why? Because things can never satisfy the soul. Only Jesus can satisfy your soul. But what are we seeing today? We're seeing that people are upset because things are being taken away. Material has been taken away. It's harder to make a living. But I'm telling you, folks, we need to be dependent on God for every asset of our life. Because God will never fail us. No, God was not upset that He had provided well. God is not upset because you're a hard worker. God is not upset because you try to set aside for things tomorrow. He has given us a mindset that we are to provide. But He never mentions here that He had made provision for what the soul really craves. And the soul of man craves a relationship with Jesus Christ. I ask it a very point provoking question to those who are listening or viewing today. And maybe you want a relationship with the Lord, but you've just never put it into practice. Have you prepared for your retirement? Have you prepared for your lifestyle? Have you prepared for these other things that the body certainly needs to exist? And have you been so productive? And have you been so active in preparing those things that you have failed to prepare for your soul's eternity? And this is where the danger lies. If you will notice, Christ doesn't say anything about this man being evil. In fact, I think the opposite is probably true. In my mind, I would picture him as a very hard worker, as one who was able to take a little and promote it into a lot. One who didn't mind the sweat of his brow. One who didn't mind getting out in the fields and getting his hands dirty. And all of those things are wonderful characteristics. And it never says, amen, that he mistreated his neighbor. It never says that he sinned continuously. It never said that he robbed anybody for his own wealth. It just merely says that he never failed, amen, to prepare for eternity. If you're listening to me today, you're going to live forever somewhere. Not in this life. Man is put here for a few days and We all know that it's appointed unto man to die, and it's followed up by then the judgment. God really pricked my heart this week about being prepared for judgment. If we as a nation, if we as a people, if we as a family would be so involved in preparing for our eternity as we are for preparing for the next year or the next 5 years or the next 10 years or whatever the case may be, man, it wouldn't be hard to have revival. It wouldn't be hard, amen, to get souls saved. It wouldn't be hard to fill the altars up. But for some reason, people have sat idly by and just thought, you know, I read something this week that really, really caught my attention. How many's thankful for grace? How many knows it's amazing? How many knows we didn't deserve it? We didn't earn it. You can't earn it. But a German minister of years and years ago, during the rise of Nazism and the rise of the Holocaust and the horrific things that happened to the Jewish people. And someone asked this minister, what has happened to cause this terrible evil that's come upon our land? And being a theologian, being a minister, you might think that he would give several reasons, very intellectual and thought-provoking reasons about theological opinions and ideas that brought this evil on the world. And he said, I can surmise it in two words: cheap grace. Let that sink in. Grace is not, never has been, or will it ever be cheap. Do you understand where the grace came from? Do you understand why God loves you in spite of your wicked ways? He doesn't love the sin, but He still loves you. But somehow, people have thought that as long as there is a God who loves, I can do anything. I can say anything. I can live any way, and God will still have grace upon me. He will, as long as you prepare for eternity. He will, as long as you find an altar of repentance. He will, as long as you accept Jesus Christ. Too many people are banking on the grace of God and never making one moment of preparation for eternity. Sitting in a church house will not take you to heaven. Signing the roll book will not guarantee that you're able to walk the streets of gold. Somebody said salvation is so hard. No, it's not. It was hard for Jesus, but He made it easy for you, and He made it easy for me. Why is there such a difficulty in filling the churches today when almost everything else can be full to capacity? Because we listened to man, and man said, you don't need to go in the closeness of worship. And many accepted that. But my God, the Word says, forsake not. He didn't say only in case of COVID. He didn't say in case of fear. He said, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together, praying one for another. Amen. If every church member of this church is saved, we should not reach satisfaction. We would reach out to those who have not made provision, those who have not made preparation, those that have no idea what eternity holds. Yes, it holds a wonderful place in heaven, only for those who have been born again. Man. One thing God is not going to do is call me when that judgment comes and said, would you tell me in your church who can come in? Because God knows if you have made preparation. Have you made preparation? I was so stirred with this message. And I thought about how sweet and how beautiful heaven must be. So many of my loved ones are there already. They fought a good fight. They finished their course. And they made preparation for eternity. Some of my loved ones didn't leave this walk of life with a lot of material gain. Some did, some didn't. But the one thing in common that each and every one of those loved ones and your loved ones as well, that you have the satisfaction of knowing that they made preparation for where they're going to spend eternity. As for me, in my house, we choose. Nobody's making us do it. We choose to serve the Lord first and foremost, and everything else falls into place. Because preparation needs to be made. Are you really prepared for eternity? Some would say, oh, that's never happened. We've heard that all of our life. That only denotes that it's closer today than it was yesterday. If the Bible is true, and I believe that it is, it tells us that we have a place, a destination, two places, a glorious home with Him, or eternal damnation, and what the Bible refers to as a never-ending fire. He even gives a parable of the rich man who went down and said, oh, if I could just get somebody to warn my brethren. One of these days, people are going to realize that they passed up too many opportunities to prepare for eternity. As I was praying and seeking the Lord, I got word that a very dear friend of mine, I guess, as I was growing up, maybe one as close a friend as I ever had, was very, very sick. The news got worse. We found out that he was in ICU on a respirator. The news even got worse when we heard last night that unless God intervenes, that he would probably not last very long. God intervened this morning and took him home. You see, sometimes we think, pray to God to intervene. We want God to intervene our way. But when we pray God intervene, He just intervenes His way. The comfort of knowing. And I received that in my study this morning when I was praying. The comfort of knowing that He made preparation for eternity. Not a doubt in my mind where He's spending eternity. Not a doubt in my mind that He had not made preparation. I know He had. I knew His life. He worked with my daddy for so many years. My daddy once made the statement. He said, I would trust Jimmy Causey with everything that I had and never be worried that he would be dishonest. He was just a good man. He was a caring man. He was a kind man. But honesty, sincerity, goodness will not get you into heaven. Not alone. But in all of those accolades and all of those qualities and characteristics, he realized that he must prepare his soul for eternity. Many, many years ago, Jimmy gave his life to the Lord. As long as he was able, he was attending church on a regular basis until he got so sick that he couldn't and got disabled. But I know that he is prepared. And I know that heaven is going to be a wonderful place for him to spend an eternity with his mom and dad and with those precious saints of God who have already been on and gone on to the other side. But if anybody, under the sound of my voice, on the live stream today, as you sit there in your home, and you're banking on the grace of God, which you can, but you've never prepared your heart, and you've never confessed your sins, and you've never fully come to an open and contrite, broken spirit and asked Jesus Christ to save you, Father, I have sinned. Lord, I know I can't make it to heaven on my own merit. I know I can't make it to heaven on my goodness. I know I can't make it by what somebody says about me. But I must be born again. And I must accept you as Lord and Savior. Because the blood of Jesus is the only thing that can give us redemption from our sinful life. And maybe your intentions are good. But first you think you have to get everything else in order before you come to an open confession of Christ. God said unto him, thou fool, not tomorrow, not next week, not a few years into your retirement, but this night. This night, thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall all these things be? Unfortunately, there'll be people fighting over them, wanting more and this, that, and the other. But none of those things prepared his soul for eternity. I've often used this next scripture when speaking over a departed saint of God. And I want to share it again this morning. It's found in the book of 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter, verse 18, and the 5th chapter, verse number 1. 2 Corinthians, you can turn there if you want to. I'll read it. But the epistle writes, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporal or temporary. But the things which are not seen are eternal. For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, an house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. Can we make that statement with assurance and certainty today? Can you who are listening or viewing make that statement from your very heart that we will spend eternity in the heavens? If you can, no wonder you can shout. Amen. You know, we can shout here, but wait till we get over yonder. I said, when I found out the terrible news that Jimmy had gone to heaven, I used that little
part of the lyric from Vince Gill, "Go Rest High on the Mountain." Go to heaven shouting. Hallelujah. You have that very same opportunity whenever you leave this walk of life to go to heaven shouting. Wouldn't it be helpful? Wouldn't it be terrible that when you closed your eyes in death, you had failed to make that preparation? That you had failed to ask Jesus Christ to come into your life? Rather than going to heaven shouting, the Bible says you'd be going to an awful place. An awful place. Oh, you know what? I'm not making light of it, but it would not be hard to get an altar call in hell. It would not be hard. But it will be impossible. Because today is the day of salvation. Are you prepared today? Are you truly sold out to Christ? Because you will, as well as I will, spend eternity somewhere. Amos chapter 4 verse 12 says, "Prepare to meet thy God." Brother Jim, I don't want to have to run back to church and pray back through. We may not have that opportunity. We never know. I'm quite sure that Brother Jimmy probably didn't realize that when they took him to the emergency room by ambulance, I suppose, that he would never see his home again. That he would never be able to go into his house and the things that he had prepared. Never see those again. But because that he was a Christian, and because that he was blood bought, let me put that. You know, it's terrible that we have to put that with a Christian today, but it seems like everybody's a Christian. If you ask them, oh yeah, are you blood bought? What? Christian's not a Christian unless you've been blood bought. Amen. And how many knows the cross, the crucifixion, the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ made it possible for us to be blood bought? I know we've shouted. And I know we've praised God. And those that were shouting and praised God, they know where their eternity is going to be. And I almost questioned myself, Lord, is this the right time to preach this? Because there was such a joy and celebration, and that's the reason I encourage you, please do not quench the spirit that is in this house. But somebody either here or on the airwaves or by the live stream needed to hear this message. We need to hear this message. We need to be certain. Because you know, every time we close our eyes at night, we have no guarantee that we're going to open them in the morning. And if I only preach good things, and if I only preach, let's just have a wonderful time, then some may fail to make preparation. Amen. But can I ask you this way? Please, nobody look around. But if you know without a shadow of a doubt that you've made preparation to make heaven your home, would you give the Lord praise? Give Him a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. If you're listening or viewing by the live stream today and you have not made preparation, you don't even have to come to this church and kneel in this altar. The God that I serve is omnipresent. You can, in fact, kneel in your living room, right by your sofa, right by your bed. But the main thing, do it. Don't put it off another day. Don't put it off another minute. Get ready. Be prepared. for eternity, because we will spend eternity somewhere. I'm going to ask our music to come back, if they would, for just a moment or two. Would you stand as they come? It is the year 2021. The very fact that I can state that amazes me. I still remember when 1999 closed out, and we were all very certain that maybe that would be the last day as we knew it. But the year 2000 came in. Many people wiped their brow and said, "Phew, God spared us again." Mm-hmm. Now it is 2021. And I'm not prophesying, but I would imagine many people took the opportunity to say, "God, if you'll just spare my life another year, I'll come to you and I'll ask you into my life." But then things got better. Maybe some of them have not done it yet. And that's what concerns this pastor. Do not want it to be said, "Brother Eddie, you never preached salvation to me." What is eternity? Give me C. Where will you be 1,000,000 years from now? Will you be happy? Will you be singing while ages roll throughout eternity? I ask this question, where will you be? Think about it. Where will you be 1,000,000 years from now? Will you be happy? Will you be singing while ages roll throughout eternity? I ask this question, where will you be? Church, I believe with all of my heart I have conveyed to you what the Lord has dealt with me this week. And I hope and pray that everyone under the sound of my voice has made preparation. I hope that you're ready this day, not tomorrow, next week, but this day. And if not, please, sometime, somewhere, ask Jesus Christ into your life to forgive you. Maybe you've not been that evil. Maybe you've not been that bad. Maybe you just failed to make preparation. But you would be just as lost as the vilest sinner unless Jesus Christ came into your life. Church, with every head bowed and every eye closed, if there's one here today that has any question whatsoever about eternity, you're uncertain, why don't you come down? Make sure now, before we leave, while the saints of God are still here to pray with you. I won't tarry long. I take that as a sign that everyone here on the sound of my voice is ready. Certainly that is my prayer. God bless you as we prepare to dismiss. I want to invite each and every one of you back tonight. I know this is the last day of January. And I want us to have a night of singing and praise unto the Lord tonight. We might even sing that song, "Shout Again." Amen. That never gets old. But if you enjoy singing, you enjoy worshiping and praising the Lord, come be with us tonight at 6 o'clock, looking for a great outpouring of God. May God bless you. My hope and my desire is to see each and every one of you in heaven.
Love each and every one of you. But we just want to give the Lord a hand clap of praise now for His word, His message. Praise God. I don't know what you're going through. And with a message like this that just reinforces in our hearts sometimes when we have a feeling of maybe uncertainty. Maybe we can't put our finger on what's wrong. But when the Lord's pricking our heart, and I just want all of y'all here, those watching on the live, if it's still up, if you do have a prayer request, please list it. If there's someone that needs prayer this morning, please just follow the lead of the Lord. Because I know Miss Elaine had a testimony, and there's so many more when God places somebody on your heart or a situation. But it's not them right now. We're talking about ourselves. If He's placing me, what is that? Let's just give it to the Lord. All hearts and minds clear. Yes, ma'am. Amen. Praise God. And I know there's others that aren't able to be with us this morning for, whether it be for COVID, for whether they're on quarantine or whatever the different reasons are. Maybe they're out of town or just not traveling. And I'm going to be honest, don't have the desire. But we want to pray for each and every one, and we just love y'all. Let's make plans to be back tonight. We'll worship the Lord and just have another great time of prayer and worship. Praise God. With all hearts and minds are clear with this prayer, we'll just take an intermission. Till this evening. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we just praise You. Lord, thank You for Your many, many blessings. Lord, thank You for Your word. And the Lord, for just allowing us to be present for this message this morning. The Lord, as we feast on Your word and the truth. The Lord, as we just pray now, the Lord, ask for You to keep us safe. Bring us back at our appointed time. And the Lord, as these messages go forward, may we be a vessel that You can use, dear Lord. Let Your light shine through us, dear Lord, not to judge, but to be a vessel that will open up and just let You just use us and give us the words to say. And Lord, we give You all the honor and glory in Jesus' name. And we all say, amen, amen. Amen. Have a wonderful afternoon. Praise God.